live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're available on the cable radio network, TuneIn Radio, searching Wrestling Observer, Sirius Satellite Radio app, searching Sports Zone, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, anything I'm forgetting. The most listened to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show anywhere in the world. Spent the last hour talking a lot of stuff, including everybody calling about women's wrestling, which has become a thing on this show for some reason. We'll be taking your phone calls starting the next segment as well. Toll free, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. If you're listening on your Sirius satellite radio and you see a number, a phone number to call on your screen, do not call that number. Call this number, 855-478-4478. As noted, after the next commercial break, we will start taking phone calls again. We were talking a lot about TNA, and I was sent an email here from Fred, who noted that if you go to WWE.com right now, on the very front page, there is an article on superstars getting taken out. It says, Seth Rollins curb-stomped Dean Ambrose off the face of the earth on Raw, but the Architect isn't the first superstar. By the way, that's his nickname, The Architect, like he works on buildings. He's not the first superstar to go overboard in sending a message. You can see superstars at their most ruthless blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the point of this is, the very first graphic that you see for this article right here on the front page of WWE.com is Kurt Angle, of all people, putting a very young Randy Orton in the ankle lock. And that, of course, I'm sure will feed rumors. Kurt Angle's deal is up very soon. Kurt Angle would love to go back to WWE. He probably isn't, but this is going to get people talking. We'll talk about it more after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like an Ibanez nylon string classical guitar or a steel string acoustic guitar, only $99 each. Music stands for $10 or half price on an M-Audio MIDI controller, just $149. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by David Bixenspan, also WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Bunch of notes to get into here today. First off, a big hello to everybody listening to us on Monday. For those of you listening live, this show replays every Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can listen to a replay there. And hey, if you're listening on Monday, you can listen to this show live every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Also want to mention, we are taking phone calls at 855-478-4478. And I have been alerted by Bix that if you are outside of the United States and you would like to call this show, do not use the old Skype line. I will not be taking Skype calls on this show, but because this is a toll-free number, try Skyping 855-478-4478, and I believe you will be able to get through to this program. So if you want to give it a shot, once again, outside the U.S., Skype us at 855-478-4478. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Richard from Montreal.
Richard, what's going on?
First off, I'd like to put over your 1,000th issue of Figure Four. It was a very fun read.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that. We'll talk about that here in a moment.
It was good old school style.
It was very old school.
Do both of you see Batista getting a title shot, and will he be a big baby face?
Well, we were talking about that a bit in the first hour. We were going through the roster trying to figure out who could be next for Brock.
Oh.
And the pickings are slim, but I do think there is a fairly decent chance that he will come back as a baby face and be a challenger for Brock. So I think you probably will see that, yes. All right, anything else? I believe he has dropped off. All right, well, I want to thank you very much for the call. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm John from Arkansas.
John, what's up?
Oh, not much. I'm just here. You know, you asked a while back whether or not younger kids would be interested in somebody like Sting, and I've been watching the WWE Network a lot with my nephew, who's about 9, and I asked him a while back if he'd be interested in seeing Sting in a WWE ring, and he said yes, and he said he'd like to see him with, who was it? Was it Bray Wyatt? Bray Wyatt.
Sting and Bray Wyatt. How about that?
No.
Well, I know that Sting wants a match with The Undertaker for WrestleMania, and I don't know if he's going to get it. I saw a photo of Undertaker recently, and man, God bless the guy. He looked about 200 years old. I don't know if he's going to do another match. And if he doesn't, I don't see a big problem with doing a Sting-Bray Wyatt match. Bix, what do you think about that? Bix, if you're there, your mic is down.
About that? Accidentally pressed the mute button again. It's not the worst idea in the world because it seems like Sting, part of the appeal of the Sting-Undertaker match is just the way that people see the characters and the way people see black and white Sting as, you know, not quite mystical the way Undertaker is, but sort of the same vibe, if you get the idea. And Bray Wyatt is the kind of the best successor to that. And if it can't be Undertaker, Bray Wyatt is not a bad idea, although it's not a dream match, though. And if this is going to be Sting's only match back, it seems weird to not do anything that's not... To not do anything that's... You know, it should be a dream match of some kind, whether it's Cena, someone... Just someone who fits, who's a legend, because I just don't see the point. It seems like kind of a waste of it if it's his only WWE match ever.
Caller mentioned Figure 4 Weekly Issue 1000. If you are a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, you can go up there right now and click the little link right there, and you can check out Figure 4 Weekly Issue number 1000. If you have been reading since the beginning, if you're one of the lucky 37 that got issue number one, this is for you. If you were ever a subscriber, if you remember some of the different features we had back in the day, the Fan of the Week, for example, the Frank A. Gotch Flying Mare Wrestling Newsletter, you will really enjoy this throwback issue. And it was funny when I was putting it together, Bix. People have often asked, like, oh, man, Brian, could you write some of the TV reviews again? They were so funny. Or can you bring back Frank A. Gotch? And I always said, I don't think you guys realize how much work this was. Once the website started going, once I was doing all of the online stuff and I was doing all of the radio shows and everything like that, you got to remember that prior to 2005, from 1995 to 2005, all I had to do all week long was write a newsletter. I didn't have any other responsibilities with Figure Four Weekly. All I had to do was write the newsletter and get it mailed out. I had a full week to do it. And once I started the website and the radio shows, I can tell you after this past week, putting together a 4-page throwback newsletter, I could not do this every week. It's just not possible. It was so much work. And granted, a lot of it was just completely recreating issue number one, because if I recall correctly, I put that together on, I believe it was Microsoft Publisher, which I don't even think exists anymore. Maybe it does, but certainly, like, none of those files exist. So it's not like I just took the template for the first issue and redid it. I had to redo the entire template from scratch, which
I figured you just had the same template.
Nope. I had a paper copy of it, and I had to go in to InDesign and recreate the entire first issue of the newsletter and then write it. So, like, the Frank A. I had to find the old Frank A. Gotch picture again. I actually took a photograph of the masthead because I couldn't recreate that. And I had to turn that into a graphic file and create a brand new masthead. That was a lot of work. So hopefully I've got a lot of great feedback that people that have really loved it. So I hope people loved it, because a lot of work went into it. And no, I could not do something like that on a weekly basis. It's impossible at this point in my life.
You know, I have a question about the early days of the newsletter, because I was trying to think back and remember when I first heard about it. And I want to say it was in Wrestling Then and Now, which was Evan Ginsberg's old monthly newsletter.
Yes.
And this, I believe, was before you and Dave Meltzer were in business together. And this was when Evan was in a very anti-Dave Meltzer place. And I remember he plugged it in this sense, like, Brian knows what's going on because Brian's an actual independent professional wrestler. Not thinking back, though, when do you feel that you became an actual independent pro wrestler? Because this was still the Youth Wrestling Federation days when you started.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I always said that I started that my professional wrestling career started in 1998, because I started doing backyard wrestling, which actually was not in a backyard. It was in a gymnastics facility. I started doing that in 1990, if I recall correctly. It was a long, long time ago. And by 1992, 1993, we were running shows. We had a weekly television show, episodic television show. There was a new episode every week. I edited them all together. They were half-hour episodes. We had matches. We had storylines. We had belts. And when I go back and watch some of the matches, I mean, I'll just say that looking back in 2014, when I look back at what a lot of professional wrestlers consider the beginning of their career, to be fair, I could say today that the beginning of my career was actually probably around 1992, because a lot of what I was doing back then was no different than what a lot of independent promotions are doing today. The only difference was there was no ring. I mean, I had been trained. By 1992, I had been training up here with Ole Olsen, who was an old local wrestler. He had a ring, and I went there, and I trained with him. And he showed me some basic, you know, old-school hammerlock stuff and everything like that. I already knew how to bump and such. So really, my official beginning, to me at the time, was always, if you're not in a ring, you're not a wrestler. So looking back, I probably could attribute my beginning to a little bit earlier. But we'll talk about this more after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by David Bixenspan, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, streaming live all over the world at WrestlingObserver.com. We've been talking the 1,000th issue of Figure Four Weekly. Bix is grilling me about the early days. We'll go back to that in just a moment. But I did want to mention, I guess this is breaking news. Bix, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, there was a WWE ring truck and SmackDown. There was a SmackDown poster talking about the show being on Thursday. And WWE, after this was reported, insisted that this was just a screw-up on the part of somebody, an accident. And it was like, really? How do you accidentally state the wrong day? Well, if you go up to Sci-Fi, sci-fi.com, they are now officially listing SmackDown as airing on Thursday, starting on October 2nd. So there you go. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Dave from Wisconsin.
What's up, Dave? The now sober Dave from Wisconsin.
Sorry, you broke up there for a moment.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so you guys have been talking a lot about what's next for Lesnar after Cena after Night of Champions. One thing I was thinking of is basically just having Heyman come out and essentially announce that no one is worthy, he's not going to defend, and then they should have a tournament for it. That would be my ideal. The only problem is you'd have to do it very quickly and over a series of pay-per-views and probably until the Royal Rumble. And with tournaments, I don't really have much faith in WWE. Honestly, I can see them, unfortunately, putting Triple H in that boat, putting him in for the title, trying to reclaim his property.
Well, first off, I don't think it's the worst idea in the world to announce that, to do exactly what you said, but I wouldn't rush it. I would say we're doing a tournament, find out who is the toughest guy in this company. It is going to wrap up at the Survivor Series
PLC.
Pay-per-view.
I would say PLC in December.
You could do that, and then he defends a title in January. I would do the finals on a pay-per-view. I don't think it's the end of the world to do that if you've got some other good matches on the show. I like the idea. I don't think Hunter would be in it, though. That's my guess.
No, I'm saying that's my fear of what they'll go with instead of a tournament is just having Triple H go in there.
Oh, I see. Well, they're kind of aligned right now, so
technically, because, I mean, the whole thing, Brock Lesnar being a mercenary, but now he can just do whatever he wants to.
I see. So Hunter wants to get the title back.
Yeah, it was essentially just to get it away from Cena or whatever.
I see. What do you think, Dave?
I think a tournament is not the worst idea. I think you'd have to do it very carefully since they have done some tournaments lately, and I think it worked at kind of like the Intercontinental title level with the contender tournaments because it was Barrett was the last one that won a tournament, right? I think when he won the number one contender to the...
I don't even remember. I think you're right.
That was how he ended up getting the IC title, that he won a number one contender.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And it seems like it kind of helped that he was building up this momentum over a few weeks. But, you know, and it was already the right time for him anyway. I think you would need to find a way to make it really special, maybe bring back the King of the Ring name. I mean, I think it's been enough years that the ones that weren't as big a deal could have kind of gone away, and then you could do the whole thing. Bret Hart was King of the Ring, et cetera, et cetera. And then you could even, perfect, because Lesnar got his first title shot where he beat The Rock by winning King of the Ring. So you build it up that way. I think
well,
that could work.
The only problem is that, in fact, Vince hates tournaments. This doesn't mean you can't do it because he did King of the Ring forever, but you do have to kind of get over that little issue right there.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking through today's daily update.
Actually, very quickly, anything else, Dave?
Nothing pro wrestling related, but thanks, guys.
All right, thanks so much for the I actually should have kept him on the line and find out what non-pro wrestling related thing he was going to.
But, so I was looking through today's daily update, and I see that on today's World Wrestling Council show in Puerto Rico, they said that a secret wrestler named Patron was coming in. And this is something I've been wondering about since I read, I think it was this week's Observer newsletter, that so apparently on all the Spanish-language WWE commentary and in the Ricardo Rodriguez intros, everyone on Spanish-language WWE programming called Alberto Del Rio El Patron. That was like his name on the Spanish language shows. And if you didn't really pay attention to the Ricardo introductions when they still did them, you know, if you were listening in English, you didn't really have any idea that was his nickname. But that was what they called him. Well, WWE didn't trademark it because And because I didn't know that was it, so I didn't know why, because now he's in AAA, why they were calling him Alberto El Patron, and that's why. And it looks like WWE shouldn't trademark it. I think that is as big a proof of anything that they are not in touch with what the Hispanic demographics are looking for from them right now, that this was his nickname. I mean, think about anyone.
Well, let's be fair here. Do you think that they have? Do you think they've trademarked the Architect for Seth Rollins? I would bet not.
I would guess that if they if they're using it and trying to establish it, that they have at least filed for one. Yes.
Really? Well, if anybody knows, if anybody can do a trademark search, let us know some of these that may or may not have come up. Because I would actually be interested in that. I can't fathom them, because it's not cheap to trademark something. And they're in cost-cutting mode. So the idea that they're trademarking the Architect, I don't know. I guess it's possible.
Is it really that expensive?
Pretty expensive.
They trademark everything.
I know. It's pretty expensive. To the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Ivan. Calling from Scranton.
Ivan, what is happening?
Nothing. How you guys doing? I'm a big fan of the show. I think I've called your show a couple weeks now in a row, and I really love it. I just wanted to say that first of all.
Cool. Thank you.
Second of all, my question for you is, do you think that the WWE would benefit more from going back to less pay-per-views like they used to back in the day? I remember when it was, you know, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, King of the Ring. I actually remember watching the first In Your House when they first started putting in. Because the way I see it is, if you have the problem with Brock Lesnar now where they're worried about, you know, having a part-time champion, but if they didn't have so many pay-per-views, it wouldn't really matter. They could build all that up. And also, you wouldn't have all these pay-per-views with repeat matches where, you know, Bray Wyatt's fighting Chris Jericho three pay-per-views in a row because they have to have other things to build on. Do you think that, like, it would put some more of the better stories together and it would be able to do more with less pay-per-views?
Well, let me say two things. Let me say two things. First off, three things, actually. First off, they're with the new network model. They're really moving away. They see a day where there is no traditional pay per view, and so if you're having a WWE network, you kind of have to have a mega event every single month. That's number one. Number two, if you don't want Brock to wrestle on every pay per view, to me it's easier to just not have him wrestle on every pay per view than to outright not have a pay-per-view. Because in both cases, he's not wrestling. And if you have the option of a pay-per-view, some people, maybe a lot of people, if you have the right matches, are still going to buy the pay-per-view. Whereas if you don't have a pay-per-view, you're going to get zero buys for that. And if you're doing the network, having a longer time in between pay-per-views, I think it's going to hurt renewals if people come up during a no pay-per-view period. And the final thing, and this really isn't an exactly fair comparison, but for years, when TNA was running pay-per-views every month, the whole thing was, well, half of these pay-per-views do so bad, and they're such money losers, that if you cut the number of pay-per-views, you will no longer be running these money-losing shows, so you'll actually come out ahead, and B, you'll have more people buying the four pay-per-views that you actually do run. And as it turns out, when they cut all of those pay-per-views and they only had four pay-per-views a year, those four pay-per-views still did terrible. They didn't do any extra buys whatsoever. And I think it's because we all remember fondly as children the four pay-per-views a year, and you remember all of them, and there was so much less product. But unfortunately, it's now 2014, and fans have been conditioned to watch one big show a month. And so I don't think that cutting them is going to add anything to the other shows. You're just cutting shows.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. I just had just a little opinion on it. But thank you guys for such a great show, and I look forward to hearing you again.
All right, thanks so much for calling in. Bix, any thoughts on that?
Pretty much agree with you. I mean, I think they do have some room to wiggle with the network. They could do something different. I would not do a show, but I think there are some other things they can do. You know, we've talked in the past about stuff like doing an overseas pay-per-view now and playing around with stuff like that. But I agree with you that they have to do something. That is what's driving subscriptions for the most part. So they have to do something. And by the way, I did look up the Architect on the US paid Patent and Trademark Office, and there is no WWE trademark for the Architect, at least as of yet. And for Seth Rollins, there's just the one.
Maybe there's going to be one tomorrow. If you want the Architect, you better get it, everybody. I know what you're going to do with it. That'd be a heck of a gimmick. He's a builder. I guess that's not really an architect, is it? Anyway.
No.
We were discussing issue 1000. It is available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Bix is the lead writer of Figure Four Weekly most weeks. And so we're going to be back to normal, starting with this coming week's issue, TV reviews and everything like that. And any other questions while we're on the topic?
About the
actually, hold on. I just heard the music. We're going to head to a break. If you got any other Figure Four questions, we can get to them after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Over a million people have chosen Nexium 24-Hour for frequent heartburn. And now you can save $6 at Nexium24Hour.com. John, Jack, Dave, Miranda, Claire, that guy that serves you coffee, your boss, your boss's boss, Amy, your wife's best friend, your best friend, Michael, Jim, Jill, Alex, Alexandra. Yes, many people are choosing the purple pill. See what you've been missing out on. Get Nexium-level protection without a prescription for frequent heartburn. And for a limited time, save $6 at Nexium24Hour.com.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn. Not for immediate relief. Limit 2 coupons per household.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick 3 players in each of the 3 selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online.
We are back here at Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Albert is here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by David Bixenspan, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. For the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you can always head to WrestlingObserver.com. Daily radio shows. Brand new shows every single day. We got a new one coming up tonight. Myself and Vinny, special guest Wang, will be talking about all sorts of different topics. SmackDown, NXT, Ring of Honor, so much more. We usually do two shows a day. As a subscriber, you not only get all of the brand new shows, but every show that we have ever done is available in the archives right now. So if you sign up this minute, it will be as if you signed up in 2005, because you can get every show that we have ever done. Over 6,000 hours of audio, triple the amount of content as the WWE Network. And if you sign up for a long-term subscription, you can get this website full access, including access to Wrestling Observer Newsletter and Figure Four Weekly and the radio shows and everything else for just $9.99 a month. How can you go wrong? So head up there and check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. Join the fun. I've said it a million times. If you like Wrestling Observer Live, I guarantee that you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. We are taking phone calls, 855-478-4478. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada. That is 855-478-4478. And in fact, if you're listening outside of the USA, you can try giving us a call. Use your Skype to call us toll free, 855-478-4478. It's toll free. Let us know if it does or does not work. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Caller, you are on the air. Caller, you have failed. All right, phone number, 855-478-4478 is the phone number. Toll-free U.S. and Canada. And apparently, if you use Skype, it is toll-free around the world. Or at least, if not, I will give you Bix's Twitter, which is at David Bix. And you can chastise him for that. Bix, this week, besides SummerSlam, we really haven't even talked about that show. But Dean Ambrose had a great match at SummerSlam. He had a great match on Raw. And then he was eliminated by the Architect, who, by the way, is not trademarked by WWE. The Architect, Seth Rollins, he laid out Dean Ambrose, stomped his head through styrofoam. Dean Ambrose off to make a movie. What did you think of his matches this week and this angle?
The matches, I really liked both of them. I thought the one on Raw was even better than the one on the pay-per-view. The angle, I didn't even have that much of a problem with the cinder blocks being there, which a lot of people did. But I didn't like that they broke all cartoonish. Like it took me out of it, and it made it feel just too fake and cartoony. That the cinder blocks smashed and exploded when Seth Rollins gave him the curb stomp on it. Because I believe the point of a curb stomp is that you are stomping someone's head against a hard surface.
Well, he so powerfully broke the surface.
Yeah, but part of it is like, I feel like at this point people do realize that going through a table is actually safer. And I guess you could tell me you've taken bumps. I haven't. I would think feels better because of the way the force is distributed than just taking a bump on the floor or a table that didn't break. So I think people realize that now because of the way people react to when the tables don't break. So I think people realize that it just looks less impressive too that they had it break.
Yeah, somebody asked me if I went through a table at my on my match with Buddy last weekend, and I was like, I wish I would have gone through a table. I probably would feel better right now. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Caller, you are on the air. Whoever you are, you're having a serious problem with your phone. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Danny Hernandez from Dallas, Texas. How are you, Brian?
What's up, Danny?
Good. I have a couple questions here. Probably best if Triple H ever does another conference call for the next NXT special. Some questions to ask is because SmackDown is moving to Thursdays, like 8 o'clock Eastern. If about the same time that NXT comes on the network,
NXT will move to Wednesday.
Okay. And also that with the roster, NXT roster being crowded, like will this lead to them getting like another hour of television, or maybe making these specials 3 hours because their roster is getting pretty full of talent, not really calling anybody up at the moment also.
Oh, are you talking the NXT roster? Is it getting too full?
Yeah, is it getting too full? Nobody's being called up. And plus all these new guys coming in and nobody's being called up. Is it
Well, you're right, but I don't know if that necessarily affects. I don't know if I'd go 3 hours for an NXT special. I think 2 hours is a good length of time. Just focus on like the big four matches. Not everybody's going to make it to the NXT special. Only your best talent should make it there. So I guess it's possible they could go to 3 hours. I'd been told that when SmackDown moves to Thursday, NXT would move to Wednesday. So NXT and TNA are going head to head again. It doesn't matter if you've watched the ratings of Impact opposite NXT specials. It's not like one hurts the other. At least, you know, NXT is not hurting Impact. But I guess it's possible you could do 3 hours or like 2 hours and 40 minutes like a traditional pay-per-view. What do you think, Bix?
I think it would be too long because those shows always feel just like they went just the right amount of time. I don't see the benefit of it. I mean, yeah, because they always build up very specifically which matches it's going to be. And they always time it out perfectly. And it's easier to digest than most WWE, regular main roster WWE shows most weeks, both the weekly show and even the specials. So I wouldn't change that. I mean, it definitely is a concern, though, that you have a lot of people who are not getting actual practical experience in terms of how to work on a WWE television show. That is an issue, I think. But I don't know what you do to take care of that, because I really don't think they should add an extra hour or even an extra show. I mean, it would be nice if they had their own Derby City Wrestling equivalent or something. I mean, I guess that's not the best comparison, but just something so they're not just working in the performance center and only learning how to work a WWE camera and a WWE crowd there.
Anything else, Danny?
Yeah, and then Tom Phillips worked the SmackDown commentary. Do you know if they're high on him or
he's been moved there? He's a permanent part of the team now.
Oh, so how long before we get like a Renee Young Tom Phillips SmackDown team? Then like we get off the start.
I like how sad you sounded when I told you this is permanent. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't believe he was permanently moved there, but he was. I have nothing against Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips is. He's my boy, Tom Phillips. But my God, he's a robot.
He sounds exactly like Byron Saxton.
And I guess that's what they want. They want just a bunch of robots. But I'm not into the whole robot thing. I want some personality in my pro wrestling. I know that's probably asking too much from this business to have personality in my ring announcers or commentators. But well, Danny, I want to thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. And there you go. Tom Phillips. I was going to say something before we took that call, and I have completely forgotten what we've been talking about here today. Oh, my match. I got to bring this up. You remember the beginning of the show, you were talking about how sympathetic I was for John Cena?
Yes.
I bring that up because I wrestled last Saturday night, and when the match was over, I felt great, and I had so much fun. And the next day, I was here doing the show. It was Super China Buffet Day. It was SummerSlam. I felt great. I have progressively begun feeling worse and worse, and my God, my back was killing me like the last 3 days. I don't know if it was because of the match or maybe it was something I did at the gym, but I've been laying on the tennis ball, my back. So I felt for John Cena in case he also had a 1 week delay, and he wakes up today and is just like, oh my God, I feel like I've been hit by a truck, because he was hit by a truck named Brock Lesnar.
So wait a second. Are you saying you were so adrenalized by Super China Buffet Day that is why you did not feel it until the day after?
Hey,
like
I don't have
later?
I don't know. I just know that Buddy's wife texted me on Monday, and she says Buddy wants to know why he feels so much worse 2 days later, and apparently he felt so bad he couldn't even text. But I kind of scoffed like, ah, oh, come on, you'll be fine. And then my back just started feeling worse and worse. So anyway, I'll be fine, everybody. It's not like an injury or anything like that, but my back is very tight. So I felt for poor John Cena and this destruction that he took at the hands of Brock Lesnar, being suplexed on his head 16 times, one for each championship win he's had, plus one.
What you need is to have a special code like Buddy Landell used to have, where if he didn't wear knee pads, it meant he wouldn't take a bump in the match.
Nice. Man, I would have been out there naked. What I think you say is what I need is some blue goo.
No.
All right, what else do we got going
on? They
got
to get you doing some live reads then. That would be great.
I did that for a while.
Put it on your back.
I did a couple of blue goo live reads for a while on the show a couple of years ago, in fact. And I could actually plug it because I used blue goo, as had my sister-in-law, because she's a dancer. And when she found out that blue goo was a sponsor, she was so excited because she said, I've tried all of these and the only one that works is blue goo. And I was like, man. It's like someone's paying her. But anyway, Raw is tomorrow. There is an opening segment with Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, and Ric Flair, which God only knows what's going to happen in that segment tomorrow. But apparently it's a Hall of Fame forum. What does that even mean?
Do you know how WWE is? They really need to stop giving everything names, though. They really do. So now we're going to hear... Well, thankfully it's only the first segment, but... If an angle happens, and it probably will, we're going to hear all night, fans at the start of this, well, they can't say fans, the WWE universe is in shock at what transpired, because you can't say happened, you have to say transpired, earlier tonight at the WWE Hall of Fame Forum.
I have already figured out what they're going to do, in my opinion. They have all these guys out here, just like what happened a couple of weeks ago for Hogan's birthday. They send out Brock to kill all of these legends. And triumphant John Cena returns, beats the hell out of Brock, sends him packing, and then does his big promo about how he's coming for his belt at the Night of Champions.
Championship. You can't say belt.
I'm sorry. Championships. He's coming for his championship at the Night of Champions.
Well, actually, now, has Flair been cleared to do, if anything?
I think he can do physical stuff. I mean, he was in there punching Bray Wyatt.
Okay, so theoretically, I mean, not that I'd want to put him in with Lesnar, of all people, but theoretically, we could get an angle where he hurts Flair.
Sure, you could do that. Or Sean. I'm sure Sean could take an F5.
Yeah, I guess so.
Probably not thrilled at the idea, but he could do it.
Hogan, no. That would be unwise.
No, if Hogan took an F5, we'd be doing the Hogan funeral next week on Raw. That would be a bad... Yeah, the idea that Hogan thinks he's going to wrestle again, I would not hold my breath. Because he'll have two fake hips by that time, if I recall correctly. He's 63 around the time of WrestleMania. Even if he thinks that he can go out there, you've got to pass the physical. And I don't think he's passing the physical.
If his finisher wasn't the leg drop, I wouldn't have this much concern, because I'm sure he's smart enough to do a match where he doesn't have to take any bumps. But he's going to want to do the leg drop, and that's a problem.
All right, stand by, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by David Bixen Span, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network. We air Monday mornings, a replay, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 to noon Eastern. Check us out there as well if you're listening on Monday. Hey, listen live on Sundays, 3 to 6. David, before we go here today, we're nearly out of time. To you, which is more likely for WrestleMania, John Cena versus Hulk Hogan or John Cena versus Rusev?
I don't know, because I would think you'd want to save Rusev for Roman Reigns. So,
well, Roman Reigns, I'm presuming, is facing Brock at WrestleMania.
No, I mean for later.
I see.
That I don't know if he's someone you'd want Cena to beat.
So you're thinking that you would be undefeated past WrestleMania this year?
I don't think you put him with Cena before. And if, I mean, I guess either you put him with Reigns before or Reigns after, because you're going to need opponents for Reigns. And then, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. But because then I think if Reigns beats him, I don't know how much he necessarily has for Cena, especially as a WrestleMania match.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about this more next week, everybody. We'll be back next week with a brand new live show. I want to thank David here. Mike will be back next week, suffering from a stomach ailment. We wish him the best. All of the folks at Sports Byline USA, we will be up later on tonight, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Brand new Brian and Vinny show, so check it out. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Back again next week, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.